Benox Heating and Cooling.
Hi, is Sheila available?
This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. I know you're probably really busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up. Our bank had mailed out a financial offer to you. Looks like it was 2 weeks ago. And it was basically based on some past financing you did, I think some working capital in 2014. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. And before you say anything else, we do have monthly, weekly, and daily payment options. So just wanted to see.
We're not looking for financing at this time, but thank you.
Okay. Is there like a specific time of year you guys reevaluate that?
It just kind of depends.
Just kind of
how busy we are and all that. So right now we're pretty busy, so we have plenty of capital coming in.
Oh, that's awesome. So how are sales going this year?
Oh, good.
Nice. What are you guys tracking for?
I think Bob wants to hit 750 this year. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I hope you guys make it. Are you guys getting pretty close?
Yeah, we're getting close, so that's good.
Nice. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
Not really. It's just there's a bunch of, the housing market here is doing really well, so.
That makes sense. You guys are in
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, Lincoln, Nebraska. I've never been there. So is it like the busy season right now?
Yeah, they just have, there's a bunch of building going on. So, and there's a lot of commercial projects going on in town, too. So, that keeps all the different businesses very busy.
Oh, nice. Do you guys have to do any type of marketing, like media, print, digital, to, like, gain new clients?
We haven't been because it's just been so busy, so.
Is it mainly just word of mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. So, how long have you guys, so you've never done anything?
We have billboards
that
go up that our dealer co-ops with us, but that's about all we've been doing lately.
Oh, really? How long have you guys been doing the billboards?
For about a year and a half.
Oh, 1 year. And, like, if you had access to further capital, would you be daring enough to try different marketing mediums?
A lot of them we found out don't really work. We're in the phone book, and then that's about it for any other kind of media.
Okay, just like in the phone book. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then when it's busy like right now, do you have to hire like additional personnel or bring on any new or additional equipment?
We haven't been.
Okay.
So we've just been using what we have.
Okay. And so your customer base, you do residential and commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what are the typical payment terms you extend? Like, do you do, like, 30, 60, 90?
With the builders, we do, it's due by the 15th. Commercial, it just varies how they pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then our regular, you know, just people that we go and fix stuff for, it's due on receipt.
Okay, due on receipt. So, just you have various different payment options for your different customers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever like run into cash flows while waiting for payment with some of like the commercial or the builders?
Not really. We haven't this year, so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. How long have you guys been in the industry?
Since 2012.
Oh, so like not too old, but not too new.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, and you guys have been able to. You guys are tracking 750K, and you've only been around just a few years now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And so right now it's basically like all word of mouth, like you were saying. It's a busy season in Lincoln because things are just growing and there's new buildings. And you guys have your billboards, but you're not really looking into any new marketing at the moment. But maybe if you're open to it, you know, there's different things that you could do. I don't know if you've thought about it, like even just like social media, things like that, just to have your name out there. Have you done anything like that at all?
We have Facebook.
Oh, just Facebook?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, because I don't know how to use Twitter, and I'm too old to learn it. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure Twitter would be the best one, but yeah, Facebook. Have you guys tried, like, Facebook advertising at all? Because sometimes when people, they have those targeted ads, so when you Google something and then you go back to your Facebook page, it'll pop up the business that's, like, in your area that's related.
Yeah, we haven't really done that. We just put posts on weekly and sometimes during the week if there's something that, like a weather event, we'll post more.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then do you guys have – oh, yeah, you guys have a website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Benax, HVAC.com.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys get a lot of traction from that at all?
Yeah, we have been. So.
Okay. And have you guys done any, like, SEO for it or anything? So when people, like, search heating and cooling in Lincoln, do you guys come up right away?
We tried the Google AdWords, but they were charging way too much, so we just decided to cut back.
Oh, yeah. No, I would definitely stay away from AdWords. But some of, like, the search engine optimization where you just do things inside your webpage can definitely help bump you up. So that way, because I think the first one comes up as, like, Bryant Lincoln.
Yeah, we have a company, like we work with Hibu.
Uh-huh.
They do our website, so they do make changes to make us relevant more often, I guess.
Okay, and like, yeah, definitely like pop up, because you guys are on the page 2 of Google, so, you know, some people don't look that far sometimes. So I don't know if maybe you should look into a different SEO company, and if you ever needed capital for that, we do have working capital programs that could help you get some cash. That way you can boost you guys to number one, because the number one person always gets the most business.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you guys are growing, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys like have any current or upcoming opportunities to grow further?
Right now, we're just kind of doing what we're doing and going forward with that. So.
Okay. Okay. And what does your growth look like for the past 2 years?
We've grown quite a bit. So we've started out like with 300,000. So.
Oh.
Every year we grow. So.
Oh wow! Yeah, it definitely sounds like you guys are increasing every year. Do you guys have any obstacles for your growth?
Not really.
Awesome. are there a lot of peers out there in the industry? And how, like, what makes you guys a little bit different?
I have no idea. I know people like the work we do. My husband goes out and does the sales. People like how honest he is, so they just want to, you know, deal with him.
Yeah. I think honesty is so huge, especially in that industry, because people just don't want to get ripped off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And is it all family, just you and your husband?
Me and my husband, and then we have 6 workers.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So it's like nice, small. Would you say like growth is a priority, or your day-to-day operations, or kind of like a combination of both?
It's a combo.
Combo. So it sounds like you guys are growing pretty good here. You started at 300, now you're tracking to 750. Probably next year, I would think you could go at least 8 or 9. Do you think that eventually you're going to need to hire additional personnel, bring on new equipment, just to maintain the demand that you guys have?
We haven't really discussed that yet. We normally... Okay. Talk about that like in November, I believe.
Okay, in November.
Plan out for the next year.
Okay. And so since you guys only have 6 workers, have you ever had to say no to a client just because you didn't have the manpower?
No, we haven't. We've always squeezed people in where we needed to.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure you guys don't have any payroll issues there. When you guys are ready and you guys are looking into that in November, definitely keep us in mind, because we might have something that could help if you do need equipment financing, if you guys need to bring on something just to help with your projects. Our rates are in the mid-single digits, and we have really good programs, 2 to 5 year term. And then for capital, if you need to hire another worker or just need that upfront cash, we could definitely help you out there as well.
Okay.
So you said November is kind of like the time of year when you guys evaluate that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys take on any new capital or make any purchases this year at all?
No, we weren't looking to get a loan because we wanted to just go the way we were going, just pay things as we get it in and
No, that makes sense.
Save money that way.
Yeah. So, could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for the business?
Right now we have everything we need for what we're doing, so.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Have you heard of Section 179 at all?
No.
Okay, so basically it's just like a way to offset your taxes when you onboard a piece of equipment. So if you when you work with your CPA, you should ask them about it and then see if there's anything you can do. Because basically what it does is it saves you money in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case you guys do need something. It doesn't sound like there's anything on your wish list right now, but you should definitely think about it. And you don't necessarily have to do anything through us, but it's definitely a way to help out your business. So I would recommend at least asking him about Section 179 and seeing if it could help you guys with the end of the year taxes.
Okay.
If you could, sorry, I was like so many questions. I'm just really interested in your business. If we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales right now, is there anything at all you could do with it? Like marketing, inventory, larger projects, further materials?
Yeah, right now we're just not looking to do any financing.
Okay. And then do you have a bank that you guys normally lean on for financing when you do look for financing, or is it just kind of like you're open to different options?
We're open to different options.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, it sounds like you guys are pretty good right now. But I think that there might be some opportunities for growth in the future. Like you said, you guys are tracking to make more money. You have 6 workers right now, and you guys are going to kind of discuss things in the future in November, kind of see if there's anything that you guys need, hire someone new or things like that. So I'd really like to just keep in contact with you, and then if you find that you need that extra capital for personnel or anything like that, then I can help you out with some of our programs.
Okay.
Perfect. When would be the best time to follow up with you?
Probably towards the end of November.
Okay, perfect. Towards end of November. And then the email address I have that was on the website, is that the best email address to contact you?
That's the only one
okay.
we use.
Perfect, perfect. I'll definitely go ahead and send you an email as well and just give you a little bit further information. But it's been great talking to you, Sheila.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, well, thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.